You are listening to Jai Long, and this is Make Your Break. Hey, entrepreneur, welcome back. I hope you like marketing your offer, getting it out to the world, getting known, being seen, expanding and growing, because this episode is for you. Now, I know a lot of times marketing can seem really hard, and I want to demystify a couple of little things today, but I'm also going to a couple of strategies that I think are underrated and overrated and maybe where we should be putting our time in 2024. So if that sounds like something that you want to listen to, you should definitely stick around, and we'll dive into roughly around five different things today. Now, quick update. I actually recorded this episode this morning. I was driving to pick Lilo up, my wife, from Japan. And I thought, you know what? I am so busy right now. I'm building out a new course, a new program called Course Launcher. I'm working around the clock. I'm doing so much stuff. And I thought, why not record this episode whilst I'm driving? Just record it onto my phone. I use a record app, and I did so, and I felt so proud of myself. I'm like, man, I am killing it today. You know, that was like 6 a.m. in the morning. By 6:30, I've already created a whole episode. And then I sent it to my editor, and my editor sent it straight back. Two things. He said, that quality, audio quality, is just not good enough. And the next thing is, the information is too good to let people sit through bad audio quality. So he said, please go back, re-record it. And I was a little bit disappointed, but I was like, yeah. It makes sense. Sometimes I just rip, tear, bust. I am not one for perfection at all. I'm for one for like making big impact, but sometimes I got to be pulled up, and sometimes I got to redo things, and that's totally fine. And I'm glad that I'm here doing that for you today. Now, if you didn't know, I've got another podcast, and it's called Educators Rising. Now, Educators Rising, I'm talking a lot about education, releasing courses and memberships and all sorts of things around that. And if you know me, I have been an educator for 8 years now in the coaching space, helping a lot of different niches, especially creatives and especially photographers, level up their business. And I think a lot of people ask me about, like, how do you do massive live events, and how do you launch best-selling courses, and how do you do this and that? And so it feels really nice to be able to open the curtains on that episode, on that podcast specifically, and share a lot of that stuff. So I'm currently sharing a little series behind the scenes of launching my new signature program, Course Launcher, which is really cool. This week I released an episode, and I was talking about how I went to a coach and the questions I asked that coach, where I'm getting stuck and the help that I need and what it feels like to launch something and what goes through my mind and my self-worth issues and my imposter syndrome and all those things, you know. And I think for me, when I want to hear from somebody, a lot of the times I don't want to hear all the strategies. I actually want to hear the stories of, what is it like to be an entrepreneur? What goes through your mind, you know? So it's like, open it up a little bit and give me a little bit of that real truth, because we can find so many strategies all over the place, but I want to hear from someone that's actually done it. And personally, when I was first starting out in this, if I could hear someone that made over seven figures in creating courses and doing coaching, like, I'd be like, please, can you just open up? Tell me about some of that. I just want to hear you talk about it. Like, what did you go through? Do you go through the same things I do and everything else? So if you want to join that little series, I'm going to keep updating it probably at least every week on the lead up. I'm just going and look for Educators Rising by Jai Long. And yeah, you'll see me over there. So let's get into today's episode. Okay, just quickly to recap and restart, if you just joined me and you haven't listened to many of my episodes, or you're not part of my education, you know, the six-figure business map or anything, then you may not know what marketing is or what good marketing is. So I just want to let you know, good marketing is the art of earning attention. Now, earning is one of the most important things. Like, we're not pushing ourselves out into the world where people don't want us. We are earning our right to have our stuff out in the world. So earning attention is it's a big difference between advertising, where it's more so you're kind of just throwing stuff in front of people that don't even know who you are or anything about you. And it's like disruption marketing, right? So you're disrupting their scroll or disrupting whatever it is. But earning attention, I think, is one of the most important things that we can do as entrepreneurs. And even if you do run ads and stuff, like, that's not what I'm talking about, because we can run ads as long as it's the right ad to the right audience, then you really are serving them. So I want to start off with an underrated strategy, and then I'm going to talk about an overrated strategy and then an underrated one. So we're going to start, actually, you're going to start with an overrated. So I think right now in 2023, as we're moving into 2024, and this is for a lot of creative industries. I'm going to give a couple of examples of different industries, but I think SEO right now is overrated. So that's my little thing on that. It's overrated. Now, why? Well, one reason being is because when I was a wedding photographer back in 2013, 2014, 2015, all the way up to about 2017, like SEO worked so well for me. It was crazy. I built my business on that stuff. And all you had to do is write some blog posts. And what was interesting is I was competing with other wedding photographers. So I was a full-time wedding photographer. I was competing with other wedding photographers. And none of them even knew about SEO. Like it was just such a, it's like I was an early adopter. So I reaped the benefits from that. And I was able to build my whole business. Now with marketing, it's important to be an early adopter, because if you're doing it when everyone's telling you to do it, then guess what? A lot of the times we've missed the boat, and now we're in a pool where it's less effective, but there's more competition and more time you got to put into it. And it's just way harder. Like it's so saturated. So once it gets saturated, it's no longer the most effective thing. So always look around what the entrepreneurs are doing, and entrepreneurs are doing a lot of other things. But if you've been told lately, like SEO is the main thing you got to do, I would be asking, like, is it really? A few things. If you're obsessing over SEO, means a lot of the times it means you're launching maybe your website and it's stuffed with keywords, and it's not really like any desire for a client to jump on there, because you thought so much about the search engine, but you didn't really think about the UX, like the person that's getting on it, which I believe is more important. I think instead of us doing so much SEO all the time, we need to build a personal brand, I personally think. So an example of this is, imagine if you built such a big personal brand that people would search for your name instead of the industry. So an example of this is, if I am a coach for photographers, imagine if someone Googled Jai Long instead of coach for photographers. So then they can see who else pops up. They can see what information's out there and everything else, because you become an industry leader. So imagine creating a personal brand where you could do that. Then you've got no competition. That is what a lot of people do. It's something else than just SEO. So SEO, a lot of us, what we do is, like, let's say for instance, if I was a wedding photographer in Melbourne, as I was, and I just want to be like a Melbourne wedding photographer, then I'm going to create lots of blog posts, of course. Problem is, so is everyone else. And Google doesn't just favor blog posts like everyone thinks. Like if I Google my name, Jai Long, guess what happens? Well, there's going to be audio clips. You're going to see my podcast. You're going to see my videos. You're going to see videos that people have made for me and about me, ones that I have published personally on my channel. You're going to see blog posts that I personally wrote. You're going to see ones where someone wrote something about me. You're going to see Reddit feeds. You're going to see social media accounts. You're going to see TikTok. You're going to see a lot of things, not just blog posts. Now, we always think for some reason that it's just like the first page of Google is just full of blog posts and we just need to like keep ranking on Google and like optimizing for that. But I would often say, imagine if that's your only strategy, and then guess what? Someone opens up your website and it says Melbourne wedding photographer, and that's literally what it says. There's no hook. There's no good copy. You're not actually talking to a person. You're talking to the machine. Then they open up another 5 photographer websites because they're all on the first page. And then you're competing on price, basically. So you're going to get more leads, and they're going to be worse off leads. And they're going to be like, oh, okay, so there's no desire around this person or that person or that person. So what needs to be the irresistible offer? It needs to be like, maybe I could ask for a discount, or maybe you are really good at selling. And if you're not good at those two things, then it's going to be really, really hard. So yeah, I think SEO today, it is so widely talked about. People are like obsessing over it. And as we're going into an AI world where I use a lot of ChatGPT, in fact, to search a lot of things. And personally, I use social media to look for services. I use TikTok and I use Instagram and I use Pinterest, actually. I use a lot of different like social media accounts to search for services, you know. So you got to think, is it the most important thing? I don't know. Now, let's talk about an underrated little strategy. An underrated strategy for me, I believe, is YouTube. It's owned by Google. And if you're in your town, and let's just go back to that same example, but whatever you do, if you're a designer, whatever, go back to the same example. If I was a Melbourne wedding photographer, if I type in Melbourne wedding photographer into Google, if no videos come up in your town, With that key phrase, it means nobody probably has made a video before called that, where they're introducing themselves and you know, they're talking about that area and everything else, which means there is opportunity to be on the first page of Google by default because you're creating different content. Remember, there is no awards and no benefit to be on the second page of Google. So if you've worked really hard in the SEO and everything, you rank up into third page and second page, like it means nothing. It has to be on the first page. So if we want to hack our way on there, why not? If you're already creating all these different reels for social media and everything like that, like start a YouTube channel and then upload them as shorts and then stuff those with keywords and then get those ranking. Another thing is TikTok ranks really well on Google as well. So I would be, if you're uploading reels onto Instagram, I'd be putting them onto TikTok and YouTube reels. And I think you could do really well. So every blog post that you think about that you want to create, where you're talking about like, what's the best venues in the area? What's the best time to get married? What's the best designers in the area? What's the best music venues in the area? Like whatever it is that you do, then just turn it into a video instead and then post it onto YouTube and allow that thing. It can get onto the first page within the day. And I've done this with hundreds of photographers inside my course in the Six Figure Business Map. We've proved it lots of times. It works. People have got leads and it's amazing. Now, I'm really passionate about this kind of stuff because, again, in 2013, I dominated SEO because nobody else really knew anything about SEO, you know, 10 years ago. And so it was really easy. So what I do is I look around. I'm like, where do I have to not compete so that my energy gets more impact for what the output that I put out there. And so if I put the same amount of energy into from SEO to YouTube, I'll probably get a better return. I'll have more things on the front page of Google. Does that make sense? So I know this is a little bit strategy driven today and we're diving a little bit more into it, but I really want you to be starting to think like, instead of competing and comparing with everybody, where could I put my attention? The next one, this one's overrated personally right now, is Instagram. Now, I know you probably built your business on Instagram and it does really well for you and you don't want to get on TikTok and everything else. And I know a lot of gurus told you you need to get on TikTok and then maybe you're like, ah, I hate hearing that. And if you're already on it, you know the power of it. I know some of you that are listening right now are like, yeah, man, I've got a lot of followers on it and it's worked really well. Now, one thing that I hear is a big limiting belief that I hear in a lot of industries is people say, I'm not going to get on TikTok because people on TikTok don't buy anything. And they're just really young people. And it's just for dancing. And it's just for being silly. Got to be honest with you. People told me that back in 2013, 14 and 15 with Instagram. And I was like, I don't believe it. And today I don't believe it. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm looking at what are the benefits, not what are the reasons not to do it. So most people are looking at the reasons not to do it. And that's why they're not doing it, which means it's underrated. You know, if everyone's telling you to do it, like you just have to get on Instagram, Jai, you just got to post a reel every single day and compete with everybody, Jai. And if everyone's telling me that, then I'm like, oh, okay. So that's where everyone's competing, comparing, and that's where everyone's putting their attention. So whilst they're all looking at that and looking at those strategies, where could I look? Like, where is there underrated attention right now that we can go and tap into, right? So for me, I think if you put that same amount of attention and time from Instagram and you put it into TikTok, you probably get a better return on your investment. Might take a little while and everything else, but honestly, you still got your Instagram there anyway, but I would personally be starting to move that over. I know for some of you guys, it sounds like I'm just like late on the train, but trust me, I still have conversations I have this month with lots of people in person that have told me that they don't get on TikTok because Jai, people on TikTok don't really spend money. And I have talked to people that have built seven-figure businesses on TikTok. I know it's not true. It's just another thing that we hold ourselves back because someone somewhere told us this thing and we believe it for some reason. Why do we believe it? Because we don't want to work harder. We don't want to innovate. We don't want to change. And then we just settle for like, oh yeah, okay, I'll take your advice and your word on it. And that person probably doesn't have the results that you want, but for some reason you decided that that was good to listen. Now, we don't want to do that anymore. We want to start questioning because we're entrepreneurs. Remember, like we're entrepreneurs, we're innovating, we're sailing our ships. We're thinking, where can I put my attention? What's going to make a big impact? Why should I do it? Not why shouldn't I do it? Okay, next one. This one's a huge one. This one's way underrated. And I've talked about, if you've heard a few podcast episodes with me when I've been interviewed on other episodes, you probably hear me talking about this a bit. But I believe in 2024, 2025, 2026, I believe that the best way that you could possibly market your service-based business is by releasing an online course. Now, bear with me for a moment. And I'm not just saying this because I'm releasing Course Launcher and I'm going to show people how to make a course. An example, I'll talk about courses with photographers, a group of photographers, and they're like, oh, I'm not really at the point where I want to teach other photographers. And I'm like, you don't need to. Now, I thought about this years ago and I still haven't seen anyone do this, but if you are a photographer and you're an expert in your space, because you are, you're a professional photographer. For example, if you're a photographer, if you're a designer, whatever you do, this applies. Then you can create a course for your clients. Like, why not? How to best pose yourself, how to organize your wedding, how to organize your event, there's so many things that you're an expert on that you can share. Now, the beautiful thing about this is the pool is huge. If you're a wedding photographer, for example, in Melbourne alone, there was 25,000 weddings per year. And I'm like, man, that's a lot of people getting married. That's a lot of people I could sell that course to. That is huge. That is bigger than all the courses that I've got combined. Like, the pool is massive. I have never seen in the wedding photography space another person create a course for their clients. I've never seen it. Never. It's got to blow your mind. It makes no sense. So the reason why I'm using wedding photography as an example here is because it's simply the worst business model on the planet. It really is. There's no recurring revenue. There's no repeat clients unless they're getting divorced and they somehow want to have the same photographer and the same experience they had last time, but there just isn't any. It's really hard. It's seasonal. You have work half the year, but then you've got to survive for another half of no work. People are always asking for discounts because people perceive you as being expensive. There is a lot of people out there competing, comparing. You know, it's just really competitive. It's really hard, right? That's why my six-figure business map does so well, because people need to learn business. You can't just run it without it, because there's people out there that obsess over business. And it's amazing, because wedding photographers are really good at business, really good at marketing, because of they are running one of the hardest niches out there on the planet. You know, that's what I think anyway. But why and who created the business model like this? Why does it need to be like this? Now, hear me out for a moment. Imagine a personal trainer. A personal trainer releases a course. They scale it all over their country. They're running ads to it. And then from there, they sell thousands of copies of their course. They make, let's say, a few hundred thousand dollars per year now. Guess what happens? Well, then people start reaching out to them saying, could you be my personal trainer? And it fills up their service-based business funnel, right? Because by default, it's like, oh, you're the expert in the space. I've already learned from you. I already trust you. I'd love to take this relationship to another level and I'd love to work with you. Now, imagine if you were a photographer or a videographer and you did that. You could all of a sudden create a global business and a global brand. This is what I was talking about before. If you can create like a brand where people will Google you, and you can scale and sell that course all over the planet to all your competitors' clients, because you're the one showing up serving them. And then from there, if you just simply advertise and marketed that course, you probably wouldn't need to advertise and market your services, because by default, people will fly you around so you can be the person shooting their wedding, so you can be the person that's videoing their event, you know. So I think about that. All of a sudden you get a global business, and all of a sudden people are going to be like, I want you to be part of my, I want to hire your services, because that's how it works. Just like, imagine if you're going to hire a coach, for example, for your business. Personally, if I was hiring a coach, I would want to hire the expert in the space. If I had the money and money was an option, I would want to hire the expert in the space. Like, I just would. I wouldn't hire the local coach around the corner that's like helping people out, but they're not really doing too well themselves. Like, they're not global yet. You know, it's like, do I really want to learn from that person? I'd rather learn from the best. You know, if I'm Googling coach, I'll probably just Google Tony Robbins, and the biggest in the space. If money wasn't a thing, get him to have a look at my stuff. So I want you to think about that with your services. If you could hire a wedding photographer to shoot your wedding, and it didn't matter where they're from, but you want, and money wasn't an option, you just want an expert in the space. If you could get a designer, your favorite designer, and to design your website, expert in their space, like, why wouldn't you? And so what we're doing now is we're creating desire around our business, because we've created something totally different, and it's a whole new marketing channel that no one on the planet has ever thought of. And guess what? It means it's underrated, incredibly underrated. It actually blows my mind. I thought of this back in 2020. And I've been waiting for someone to do it. And I was like, someone's going to do it. And I keep saying to the team, someone's going to do it. I know they will. It's going to blow up. I can't wait to see it. No one ever did. And then I was talking to a team member and they're like, you should do it. I was like, no, because I haven't been a full-time wedding photographer in a long time and I don't really want to fill the funnel with lots of clients that I can't service because that doesn't make any sense for me. So what I could do is I'm going to release a course to show people how easy it is to make a course for their service-based business so then they can fill the funnel and then attract people on a grand scale and then they can easily make extra revenue. Because imagine if you had a course right now, let's just say you're a designer and you're selling it for $297 and it's just like an introduction course on how to best hire and get the most out of your designer, for example, and how to project plan the rebrand and relaunch of your website. That sounds like an amazing course. I'd buy that. And let's say it's $297. And then you scale it up, you share it on social media, and that's all you do. You run a couple of ads to it. And then over the year, you sell 330 copies of it. That's $100,000 that you would make. And so you could potentially take on less clients next year in 2024 because you've made an additional $100,000 from your marketing stream, actually. And then from there, let's say 15 clients get in touch with you and they go like, I really want you to build my website. I really want you to do the thing. All of a sudden, you filled up your funnel, you became an industry expert, and you're now a global business when before you were just a local small business. You blew it up and you did it without having to dance on TikTok, hustle more with SEO, hustle more with Instagram and everything else. It's got to blow your mind, doesn't it? This is the way my brain thinks. I'm thinking, man, like there is so many ways that we can do this. But if you're a service-based business right now and you're not offering any digital products and you're only selling your time for money, and if you stop your output, then there won't be any input in your business. You can't take 3 months off because then you won't be able to pay the rent and everything else. Then I believe that we need to fix that. And that's why I'm passionate. And that's why I'm like insanely passionate right now about creating Course Launcher and I believe, like, I think it's going to change service-based businesses. So next one is, I don't have any more overrated ones. I've got some more underrated. So just to finish off here, an underrated strategy for 2024, I believe, for a lot of creatives is actually Pinterest ads. A few different reasons. I know a lot of your clients are actually on Pinterest. Like, doesn't matter if you are a designer, you make pottery, doesn't matter. If you're a photographer, if you're visual, if you're a videographer, if you make mockups, like whatever it is. A lot of the times your clients, let's be honest, they're on Pinterest. And I know I'm on Pinterest when I'm looking for things. And I know I've hired web developers, I've hired app developers like from Pinterest because I'm like, oh, perfect. I found the stuff. And what I noticed is a lot of creatives have never ran ads on Pinterest ads. And when I've ran a few ads on Pinterest ads and they work really well, and it blows my mind that we all hustle so hard on Instagram. And Pinterest is sitting there and our clients are spending so much time on it and people on Pinterest spend money. And there's stats around that. You know, if you're sitting on Pinterest, it's like, oh, I'm looking at all inspiration, but also I want quick results. And people in general that are on Pinterest, they got money. So why wouldn't we run ads on it? So I think in 2024, I think if you are a creative business, if you're a service-based business, if you sell courses, if you are an educator, I know I will be fully on this. So I'm just sharing you what I'm going to be doing. Pinterest ads. I'm going to be scaling those things up and I'll have my courses on there. I'm going to have my events on there. I'm going to have my service-based businesses on there. Like we'll be scaling up on Pinterest ads. I just think right now it's underrated because there is actually no one that I've ever talked to in person that has ever ran a Pinterest ad. Like it blows my mind. I'm like, oh, your clients, where are they? And they always say, oh, they're on Instagram and on Pinterest mostly. Have you ever ran an ad on Pinterest? Oh no, why not, right? So just like with just a little bit of logic there, remember, do what others won't do to get the success they'll never have. And just look around, where is that attention that nobody's tapping into? Because you can easy scale to six figures. When I say six figures, I'm talking like from 100,000 to 900,000, like proper six figures with one strategy. It doesn't take lots of strategies. For example, I believe if you did have a course and then you were like pumping that course out to the world, and that's the main thing that you talked about and you showed all the clients that came through and how much better their journey was on like organizing their wedding and organizing their life and organizing whatever it is that you sell that course on, you could build six figures from that and then you could attract another six figures of service-based businesses, client work from that, from not even hustling everything else. It's got to blow your mind because it blows my mind. What I've noticed is If you want to make $1 million, then do less. It always comes down to that. The people that do more, they make less. And the people that do less, they make more. It's got to be, you need a clear strategy and you're compounding it. You're doing it well. You're going deep on it. You're not going wide on it. And then you're doing it over and over and over until it works, until you crack that code. And once you do that with marketing, you will get attention. And the only problem is when finally everyone catches up, which takes years. So for example, I'm talking about this today in 2023. I believe that courses is going to be a new way that's going to fundamentally change service-based businesses. That's what I believe. And I'm talking about it now, but it's going to be underrated for at least 3-4 years. You'll see. It will take the early adopters that are going to reap the benefits in the next year, like that will jump on and they will do it. And then they will share their results and they'll tell everybody. And then the year after, a few more people are like, oh, maybe I'll do it. And then the year after, some people start catching on. Actually, the year after that. Yeah. And then people, you will see it. And then the experts will be teaching it. And then it will be like, this is the strategy you got to do. And I reckon then that's when you got to be scared and start thinking about your new strategy. Because once everyone does it, it's time to change up. It's no longer the thing that's standing out. So personally, if you've got a service-based business, 2023, 2024, 2025. Yeah, that's going to be the strategy for you. Okay, next underrated one. And this is just the last little one. If you follow me on anything, you've probably seen that I have a lot of Facebook and Instagram ads, a lot of Meta ads popping up all over the place. And personally, I think these are so underrated. Honestly, they are. And there's so many different reasons why we might not be running ads. One reason is like we've done it before and it didn't really work out. So then we gave up. You're not an entrepreneur if that's the case. Like, come on, man. Stop the BS. You showed up once and it didn't work. Come on. Get back on the horse. You know, that's why you're listening to this podcast right now. You know all the strategies. You're listening to me for some inspiration. So come on, let's do it. Get back on the horse. Let's run those ads again. The second reason, and I hear this is a massive limiting belief and this blows my mind. Don't learn from anyone that says this. I don't want to run ads because I don't want to give money to the billionaires, you know, the Mark Zuckerbergs. I've got to be honest with you. That's not the way social media works. The way that social media works is the billionaires like Mark Zuckerberg convinces you that it's a good idea to start creating content and working for them because Mark Zuckerberg doesn't create any content. You create it all and then populate the app and then do it again tomorrow and do it again tomorrow and I'll give you a little bit of a reward. Mark gives a tiny bit of reward every day, a little dopamine hit, a little bit of engagement, but not too much. So you come back and do it again tomorrow and then do it again. Until after a while you realize, oh my God, like 50% of my daily life is thinking about content and building these social media platforms. Like that's what it is. I'm building content to keep people on the platform, right? Then the person that comes along, the only reason why they can sell ads is because I'm like, oh, sweet. If I'm running ads, I'm like, sweet. People are still creating lots of content on social media. So now all I have to do is pay for an ad. It's a couple of dollars. So I would argue the person that's putting more time and energy into creating organic content is actually giving more to the billionaires than the person that comes in and goes, I'll pay $2 a click. Why not? That sounds amazing. I can piggyback off the back of all these amazing creators that are doing amazing things. And then I'm asking for the sale where they're not asking for a sale. So an example of this is I could easily have like an amazing photographer in my space that is doing amazing content. They've got hundreds of thousands of followers and they just keep creating amazing content. And now the algorithm knows their account, right? So if I want to target those people, I could run an ad saying like, hey, people that like wedding photography, let's send out an ad to those people. And now it's like, oh, well, everyone likes this guy's account. Let's go smash all their audience with an ad because they're not, that person's not asking for the sale. You are. So all of a sudden, guess who wins? It's the person that pays. And that's how social media works. Now, that's just sort of break our limiting beliefs here of like why we wouldn't. And like spending money is a very normal thing to do in your business to scale up. Like if you want to scale sustainably without overworking and burning yourself out. I mean, I talk to people all the time. I got one friend, they're like, man, I'll never pay for social media, you know, ads. I would never pay for it. Meanwhile, 7 days a week, 10 hours a day, they're just creating content and working so hard and they're not even making much money. And I'm like, man, it's just like, how many years are you going to do that for? Like how many years? So I do think a mixture of both is good. I just want you to know the perspective on this, you know. So I could run, for an example, I could run an ad on YouTube. I don't need a YouTube channel. I don't need to create content. If someone's out there creating content in my niche and they're doing a great job, I can smash an ad onto that piece of content. And then I am putting out this sale and then getting the call to action onto somebody else's content where they probably don't. And their call to action, the sale is like, subscribe for more. And I'm going to make more tomorrow. I'm going to make more tomorrow. I'm going to make more tomorrow. And then day after, and then day after. And I'm like, good. Now I can keep running that ad. Does that make sense? So with meta ads, so this could be so different with so many different industries. In the industry of the main one that I work with photographers, and in particular wedding photographers and elopement photographers and family photographers and newborn photographers, I've got to tell you, no one's running ads. It's hilarious. It is the funniest thing. Like, everyone's hustling to do the same as everybody else, which they're missing the point of marketing. And then I've worked with a couple of brands now where we've scaled up their business from zero with no Instagram followers. Like, they've had, like, both of them, like, under 200 followers. And they have built a business that makes over 200,000 per year just because they're like, oh, I spend like 3 hours a week optimizing my ad and it just keeps bringing people in. Like, isn't that what social media is for? Isn't that what business is for? Like, do we have to do everything hard all the time? I think about that a lot. You know, everyone's like, no, we have to keep working hard. Got to keep making all that organic content. Got to keep showing up. Got to keep posting every single day. I'm like, that is good and all, especially if you've got a team of people to help you with that. But if you don't and you've got a family and you want a life and you want other things, oh man, give me the ad all day long. If I spend $50 a week, $100 a week, it's no money to pay to have my stuff out to people. Even if I take 3 months off, it's still running. Still people coming in, still leads are happening, still getting back to those inquiries. It's got to blow your mind. It blows my mind. So just to sort of recap on that, overrated personally, I think SEO, man, too many people are writing for the machine, creating content for Google, not creating content for people. I think creating a personal brand and creating something that people actually desire. So when they get on there, they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. It sounds like just for me, they're writing for me. They're not writing for Google. You can always tell when it's stuffed with keywords and all that crap. SEO, I think personally right now is overrated. Overrated is Instagram. I think that is huge. You just got to remember, like, in 2013, when I was using Instagram and I was blowing up and I got, you know, 40,000 followers or whatever, like, it was underrated. No one was on it. I thought, I couldn't believe it. I was telling everyone, you got to get on this thing, man. It can fundamentally change your business. Telling everyone, I was running workshops. You know, you got to be on this thing. But today I'm like, okay, no, shift that. Like, everyone's on it now, you know, so it's been years and I knew everyone would get on it, but it's been years. I'm like, where can we go? So YouTube and TikTok still insanely underrated. Get on there. There's so many people making a lot of money. They're blowing up, getting a lot of attention. You just need to craft an offer that actually works on those platforms. But don't worry about that yet anyway. It's all about marketing. It's not about sales. Marketing is about getting attention. It's earning attention, getting people into your ecosystem, into your funnel, so people know what you do and you're becoming an expert in your space. You're building a personal brand. All that stuff is all worth it. Do it. Another one, underrated, selling an actual digital product like a course for your clients. You can become a global business and an industry expert. You can create desire and trust so quickly. You can onboard so many different clients. You can make more money. You can make money while you're sleeping. Like, it frees up time. It gives you more sustainability in your business. It allows you to attract more clients. It allows you to spread further, advertise more, allows you to market more. It allows so much expansion. Like, why wouldn't you do that? You know, and then of course it allows you to take on less clients and book better clients because people will fly you around. They're like, oh my God, I learned from that person. I was going to book this person, but you know what? Money's no option. I'm going to go for this person. Pinterest ads, insanely underrated. Got to say, like, right now, if you're just sitting there going like, yeah, I never even thought about a Pinterest ad. Good. That's what it's about. That's the underrated thing, you know? So while everyone's fighting hard to get the best hook and viral video on Instagram, you're losing because you are trying to fight and be as good as the best of the best of the best on Instagram. Why not put your attention somewhere else? And I'll tell you what, in a few years' time, everyone will be on it because you'll get the gurus that come out and they'll start teaching it. This is how I blew up my business and made six figures just using Pinterest ads. And then everyone will be on it. And then all of a sudden you have to be on Pinterest. But right now, no one's doing that. So I think because of that reason, it's underrated. And then the last one is meta ads. I just honestly, I've been running them for years and I keep thinking they're going to get harder and it's going to get, you know, everything. But in the creative space for creative entrepreneurs, there's no competition. It's just really, really easy. And it's so easy to run ads these days. Like, it's getting easier and easier because they use AI now. And It's just, I can't believe how easy it's getting. Inside the six-figure business map, I actually just added a new updated course on Facebook ads. So if you're in that, make sure you go check that. It's in that bonus module. And I did that because I want to show people, it's like, this is how easy it is. You don't need to learn all the fundamentals and everything else. Just do this. And I showed them exactly what you need to do. Because if you're just not doing that, you're leaving money on the table. Now, this is not a quick win. This is not like, oh, I'm going to run ads. I'm going to get successful by tomorrow. It takes time and energy, but it's worth putting that time and energy into it. We need to test things. We need to put things out there. We need to be marketers. We've got to have that mindset of, I want to earn attention. I want to get it out there. What is nobody else doing? Where can I position myself? Where is that attention where nobody else is trying to get that attention? And then boom, out of all of those strategies, any one of those strategies will build your six-figure business. And I'm talking multiple six-figure businesses just by doing one of them and nothing else. If you just did one of them for a year and you did it every day, like think about it. If Pinterest ads was your thing, every day you committed, I'm going to do an hour per day and I'm just going to keep optimizing my ad. I'm going to launch it. I'm going to learn it. I'm going to learn it for 3 months and then I'm going to launch it for 3 months, optimize it, and then I'm going to scale it. I believe you'll have a six-figure business because you would have, by that stage, lost a bit of money. You would have learned a lot of things. And then by the end of the year, you'll be like, okay, so next year, man, I can literally add on more services now because I'm just getting leads in all the time. It's incredible. I no longer have to show up on Instagram all the time. So I hope this episode helps you. It helps you shift your mindset as well. What I get excited about, I love marketing and there's so many ways we can get our brand out into the world. I find it really funny when someone's like, I don't know how to get leads. I don't know how to market, because when I think about it, I'm like, my brain just explodes this week with so many ideas. Like my notepad in my phone, because I write them down like every half an hour, new idea. And I'm like, oh my God, if I just did this next year for me, for my business, if I just did this one next year, that's another $1 million. If I just did this next year, another million. You know, I just think about it over and over and over, because if you're making six figures and then you get one idea, that's another six figures that you could make. If you're making $10,000 per year in your business because it's a side hustle, one idea, you can make, you know, 20,000. Like, it doesn't mean you're working more. Doesn't mean you're working harder. Doesn't mean you're taking on more clients. There's always something that can be done and there's always something that can be optimized. And that's how big businesses grow. So thank you so much. I hope this was helpful. If you do want to join the waitlist for my course launcher, man, it's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to see behind the scenes and you want to join a free webinar and do all that kind of stuff, head over to jaialong.co, join that waitlist. It's launching on the 21st of November. I've been working on this thing since 2020 when I first announced it to my community, which finally it's coming, and a big backstory behind that as well. But it's going to be a lot of fun and I would love to work with you. And I'll see you next week.